Disgrace, GOP rips Adam Schiff for making up Trump quote, then claiming parody. By Hannah Blow on September 26, 2019. Republican lawmakers on Thursday rallied following the House Intelligence Committee's release of the whistleblower complaint, ripping the committee's chairman Adam Schiff, DCA. The GOP dismissed the complaint as more secondhand gossip and said it confirmed the absence of quid pro quo or legitimate crime. The House Intelligence Committee released the whistleblower's complaint ahead of Acting Director of National Intelligence, DNI, Joseph McGuire's testimony before the committee. Schiff opened the hearing with a dramatized version of the conversation between President Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Schiff's opening statement drew the ire of Republican lawmakers, including Representative Brad Winstrup, RO, who slammed Schiff's parody. The complaint, as well as the transcript itself, drew further reactions from Republicans across the board, who ripped Democrats for relying on secondhand gossip in their attempts to take down the president. "We have a full transcript of the call between it real Donald Trump and President Zelensky. Yet Adam Schiff opens the whistleblower hearing with a total embellishment of what was actually said," Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, wrote. "How stupid does he think the American people are?" Norman continued. "It is disturbing and outrageous that Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee Adam Schiff opens up a hearing of this importance with improvised fake dialogue between President Trump and President Zelensky," Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, wrote. "We should focus on the facts," she added. Ukraine whistleblower report is public. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, wrote in all caps. "It is all rumor, gossip, hearsay. No personal knowledge or evidence of anything. I recommend reading it. In the alternative, a picture is worth a thousand words. So here's a picture that fully describes the whistleblower in his report," he added, alongside a photo of animal waste. "Lost in all of the Ukraine controversy, this is such an egregious breach of trust with the IC. How can a president exercise his constitutional duties if his calls are being politically leaked?" Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, RNC, asked. "How can foreign leaders trust us if they know this could happen? It is appalling," Meadows added. Meadows also pointed out that the whistleblower complaint is based on nothing more than hearsay. "Because of that, there's no reason to view this leaked call as anything other than a continued effort from within to undermine both POTUS and an imminent FISAG report, expected to be damning toward the intel community," Meadows concluded. "No quid pro quo, no crimes. At real Donald Trump didn't break any laws," Isay added. "At Rep. Adam Schiff is a disgrace." Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, concurred, adding, "As expected, it is hearsay without first-hand knowledge and isn't impeachable regardless. This entire scene in Congress has been a one-way express ticket to Crazy Town," he added. More.